Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Today we are honored to have joining us Lance Corporal Tyler Giannini. He is in Afghanistan now, again with 1-9 out of Lejeune, and we want to welcome him to the program. Lance Corporal, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be with you.
Well, tell me a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
I am an 0311 infantry. We basically just conduct patrols here in Afghanistan, you know, ensuring that we keep the local populace and Camp Leatherneck safe.
Okay. So how long have you been on this particular deployment?
I've been on this deployment for 4 months now.
Mm-hmm. Is this your first?
It is.
Okay, well, here we are in a very different time in Afghanistan, I'm sure, than you've heard from some others who've been there as we're trying to draw down things there now, too. Is this deployment pretty much what you had expected or heard they would be like?
It's been a bit more kinetic than I thought it was going to be. Hmm. We found ourselves, you know, in a bit more hairy situations than I thought.
Oh, well, you mean somebody told you it was going to be a cakewalk or something? I mean, I think you
yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, we're kind of sold to the fact that we are drawing down here in Afghanistan and we're, you know, limiting our operations to more of just keeping the base safe until we completely draw out.
Right. Well, as you know, that is one of the times when we're most concerned about danger to our men and women there as well, too. So we're glad that you're there helping to keep it safe. Now, again, on this deployment being your first deployment, are you able to have some contact back at home?
Oh, absolutely. We have internet access here, and we have phone access. So mm-hmm. I'm able to email my family and call, you know, at least once or twice a week.
Okay. And now, where is home for you?
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. I used to go to school right down the road from Richmond. So what part of Richmond did you live in?
Chesterfield.
Okay. Yeah, I know that area. Did you join the Marine Corps right out of high school, or did you have a particular influence to join?
You know, I did join right after high school, and my grandfather was a big influence on me. He, you know, was a Marine, and my brothers as well. They were both in the Army. And, you know, you got that competition between brothers, and the Marine Corps and the Army always kind of had competition with each other, so I decided, you know, let me join the Marine Corps, try to be better than them.
Well, I'm sure your grandfather would agree you made the right choice. Tell me a little bit about, are your brothers still serving in the Army?
No, they're both out now. One served 10 years and the other served 4.
Hmm.
Both
okay.
Infantry.
Well, now, what is it that you would say makes the Marine Corps a better choice? Give a little plug for the Marine Corps.
You know, I'm not one to really bash on the Army, but, you know,
Just
competition, really.
Yeah, that's right. Just got to have that competition going. So what would you like to do in terms of being in the Marine Corps? Do you see yourself staying in for a while? Or are you hoping to earn some particular skills and look for something else?
You know, it's hard to tell right now. I've only been in for about 2 years. And, you know, I'm looking to probably use the GI Bill when I get out. Whether that be 4 years or 8 years or however many. But, you know, like I said, it's still hard to tell right now since I've only been in for such a short time.
We talked to many Marines who talk about some of the opportunities they have to further their education while they're in the Marine Corps. Have you had a chance, desire to do any of that yet?
Oh, absolutely. Right now we have what you call the Marine Corps Institute, and that basically it's a series of classes that you can go through it to earn college credits while you're in.
Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent. So is there a particular area that you would like to specialize in or study or maybe something else you would like to do in the Marine Corps?
No, I wouldn't say so. Not in the Marine Corps, but when I look to get out, probably go into law enforcement.
We see that often as a choice for a lot of the Marines that are exiting the military. Have you had any other family members? Any other? Is this something that you've wanted to do for a while?
Yeah, I've always thought about it, you know, back in high school. You look at your routes, how to get there, and the military was run one route, so.
Certainly is. Now, what do you like to do in your downtime?
Well, when I do have downtime here, I spend most of it in the gym, really.
Yeah. And we understand that, I don't know if Camp Leatherneck is as equipped as it used to be. Do you have a sense of how the base is now as compared to maybe some of your comrades that have been there before?
The people who've been here before say that it's actually a lot smaller than what it used to be. You know, they're moving a lot of equipment out of here, just drawing down.
Yeah, I would imagine there would be. It is a little bit different. And one of the things we always like to ask, just for fun, there too, is what do you think about the food at Camp Leatherneck?
Oh, it's good. I can't complain.
All right. And you said you had family back in Richmond. Any family back here at home base too, at Lejeune?
No, just Richmond.
Yeah. Growing up in that area as well, too, did you have some particular sports teams that you follow?
Not necessarily. Not a big sports fan.
Mm-hmm. When you're back here at the base, are there some things that you like to do outside of going to the gym?
No, not really. I mean, we spend most of our free time here either at the gym or just, you know, hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Again, we are talking to Lance Corporal Tyler Giannini, who is at Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan with the 1-9 out of Camp Lejeune. And I think as you get into it, have you had some folks perhaps that have been in the Marine Corps a little bit longer, or some mentors that helped prepare you for deployment and what it's like to be that far away?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, my brothers were in, and, you know, they gave me a lot of guidance, you know, how they think is going to be and just generally what it's going to be like over here.
Where did they serve? Did they serve in Afghanistan, too?
They both served in Iraq.
Mm. What sense do you have of what the differences might be between this deployment and what they did?
Obviously, Iraq was a much more urban environment than here in Helmand Province. Mm-hmm. It's mostly open desert and compounds spread apart.
Do you think that the Marine Corps is helping you in terms of trying to maybe help give you a good direction for future life and for your future, even outside the Corps?
Well, absolutely. You know, the Marine Corps has laid down a great foundation for me, given me many skills, has given me guidance to figure out what I want to do on the outside.
And right now that seems to be headed towards the law enforcement part. Have you started to take anything, any classes that would point you in that direction yet?
Yes, sir. Like I said, you know, we have the Marine Corps Institute, and they have lots of classes on law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. And you've already started on some?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to thank you for being with us here today and talking to us a little bit about your deployment there on your very first one. Sometimes that can be a bit nerve-wracking, but as any deployment can be, as you said, it described it as a little bit more kinetic than you thought it would be. And so we wish you the best there. Godspeed while you're there, and I hope that you get back here soon. How long is this deployment expected to last?
About 8 months.
Okay. So you got to... a little bit of ways to go there, too. So then you get back to Lejeune and back to your family and again in Richmond. And Lance Corporal Tyler Giannini, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.